Did you know what I was until I was 13? I was a little Creole girl in a fine house in Baton Rouge with my papa and two brothers and two sisters all older than I. Their mother was dead. She was white. And my mother, who was a slave musty, was mother to them as well. We were the happiest family in the world. I loved them and they loved me, or so I thought, until my father died. And then they sold us. My brothers sold me, their sister and my mother, who had been more than a mother to them. They sold us, my mother to a planter and me to a board in New Orleans.
Something seemed called for, so I said, pretty steep work, that bad business.
I was a whore. At 13, I ran away. You saw that other paper with the bill of sale? Do you know what it is? It is a receipt from a whipping house where slaves are sent to be corrected. I was only 13, so my owner was lenient with me. Only 10 lashes. Can you understand what that did to me? Can you? But they make a spectacle of it. Oh, yeah. I was tied up naked and whipped before an audience of men. Can you even begin to dream what it is like? The unbelievable, frightful shame of it. But how could I make you understand?
She was beating her fist on my knee by now.
They cheered me. Do you hear that? Cheered me because I wouldn't cry. And one of them gave me a dollar. I ran back, blind with tears, with that receipt in my hand, and the she-devil who kept that brothel said, keep it to remind you of what disobedience brings. And I kept it with the other, so I shall never forget.
She buried her head on my knee, weeping, and I was at a loss for once. It took 2 days to reach Memphis, which was a fair-sized place, even in those days. But to my jaundiced eye, it appeared to be made entirely of mud. It had rained from first light, and in the churned-up streets we were soon in a sorry state. But the crowded bustle of the place and the foul weather made me feel happier, for both lessened the chance of anyone recognizing us. The first thing was to find when the next sale was, and here we were lucky, for there was one in the market that afternoon. Next, I must inquire about steamboats, down at the levee. It was pouring, fit to frighten Noah by now, with a howling wind as well, and by the time I tacked up to the steamboat office I was plastered with gumbo to the thighs and sodden from there up. But there was a boat to Louisville that night, the New Missouri, leaving at 10. Now, all that must be done was to render ourselves as respectable as possible. That we managed, roughly, in the back room of a cheap apartment house which I hired for the day. Then we rehearsed the final details of our plan. Cassie was to run late that evening and make her way back to the apartment house. I would have clothes for her by then, and we'd go aboard the Missouri as Mr. and Mrs. James B. Montague of Baton Rouge. In the dark, it should be simple enough.
If I do not come by tomorrow, I'll be dead, and you will be able to go where you will, says she. But until then, I hold you to your word, your pledged promise. Remember?
I remember, says I, jittering.
But suppose he chains you up?
He won't, says she calmly. Be assured, there is nothing hard about running. Any slave can do it. But to stay free, that is the impossible part, unless you have a refuge, a protector. I have you.
Well, I've been called a few things in my time, but these were new.